Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Ryan Garrison,
Germany.
GHQ's shopping quarter will be vacated by the end of the month after the private landlord gave the tenants notice. It means that after the loss of Sparkasse Bank in February, long-standing businesses such as Joe's Pizza and Frau Mayer's Electricals have already disappeared, with Ellen Kulpeck, Figaro's Hair Salon and O'Gurk's now set to move. So what will happen to them? For Astrid, who runs the insurance broker Ellen Kulpeck, it's been her career for such a long time.
I remember walking through the door, obviously GHQ was a lot busier there, there was four full-timers here, and Ellen Kulpeck herself, the owner at that time, and the one who built it all up basically in the 50s, 60s, came over and said, "Ah, you're bilingual, we're looking for someone like you." And I'm here ever since. We're trying to concentrate more on the expats here in Germany now, because there are thousands of British people here that are nothing to do with the forces, luckily, so we're not going to be out of a job. We're lucky in that sense, but obviously it won't be the same ever again.
While splitting her time between GHQ and Elmt, Astrid will now be moving next to the NAFI before the closure of the complex in the summer. Sharing an office will be travel agent and insurance specialist O'Gurk. Helena said the firm are grateful to the Garrison for providing an alternative location.
I think it is very useful to have an office here on the camp, just because of the service that we provide to everybody who lives here. And I do think it's important that the people who are here until the end still retain the same service that they've been used to having for the last few years.
Figaro's The Hair Salon has been on the camp since 1954, when Uta's parents started the business.
I started when I was 17 after I left school. I've never worked anywhere else but here. I always liked it very much.
Taking over in 1988, she's sad to be leaving, but will instead concentrate on helping her husband with his work.
Well, you do notice that the business goes down more and more. And if the landlord hadn't decided to close the whole of the shopping centre, I would have had to very soon. So really, he took the decision of me.
The shopping quarter will be completely vacated by the 31st of March. Gina Clark reporting for BFBS, Rheindahlen, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.